It is October 21st, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The FIA came out with its list of 10 startups selected for the 2022 Innovators Pavilion at FIA's Futures and Options Expo to be held in Chicago on November 14th and 15th. One of the 10 is a company that I recommended to apply for the competition, but I am not going to share with you which one. You're going to have to motor through the list yourself and figure it out. Rupak Ghose, the chief operating officer of Galatix and former head of corporate strategy at ICAP/Next, has written a piece for the Financial Times titled, "The Financial Infrastructure Industry Needs a New Playbook. The Golden Era is Over." He does not paint a pretty picture. Do you need something to read while waiting for the little goblins and princesses to show up on your front porch on Halloween? Well, the Financial Times has come out with its FT Business Books What to Read This Month list. Why Managers Matter and Quit are two of the books featured. There is also When Women Lead, What They Achieve, Why They Succeed, and How We Can Learn from Them by Julia Borston. I am not the only one with a punny problem about the Liz Truss and lettuce comparison. The Financial Times' Claire Barretta's column headline is, "Let us pray for our personal finances," with the subheadline of, "Future for tax, pensions, and energy policy has been tossed into the political salad spinner." These are the salad days for lettuce puns. We know there are problems with Halloween candy and maybe shortages of some of our favorites, and now comes word from the New York Times that we may also face turkey shortages heading into Thanksgiving. The story from the Times is titled, "Turkeys Will Be Scarcer and Pricier Than Ever This Thanksgiving," with a subheadline, "With Avian Flu, Inflation, and Supply Chain Challenges, This Could Be a Rough Year for Getting Just the Bird You Want." Adding to the pain, if you can't find the bird you want, it will cost you 75% more than last year, according to a story from the New York Post titled, "Americans to pay almost 75% more for a turkey this Thanksgiving." Here's a bad idea built on a bad idea. The New York Post reports, "The island which hosted the fraudulent Fry Festival in 2017 will become an exclusive resort sold exclusively via NFTs." The story says the land briefly used to host the notorious Fry Festival is being sold exclusively as NFTs, reinventing the site as an ultra-luxe, crypto-first, resort-style community. "I would have tried for something with a better reputation to build upon." Gert H.B. DeBoer is starting a new position as strategic sales executive at Trading Technologies. He was previously sales manager Europe for TT. Cboe Global Markets has a video on its YouTube channel titled, "How SPX Options Are Taxed." Nodal Exchange is hosting its 15th annual Nodal Trader Conference in New York City on October 27th, 28th at the Hilton Midtown. Speakers include Paul Cusenza, CEO of Nodal Exchange, and Dimitri Kariosos, President and COO. Wild Gives Back has announced that Next Generation Women in Finance Scholarship of $5,000 has been awarded to two students at Dominican University and Benedictine University. Split evenly for the fall semester of 2022, the scholarship has provided funds to help cover tuition Dominican University and Benedictine University are two of the Associated Colleges of Illinois, ACI, 24 member colleges and universities whose students could apply for the scholarship, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video and story from JLN. Environmental Markets Association annual meeting a success, organization poised for growth to meet challenges. The Environmental Markets Association recently held its annual meeting in person for the first time in 3 years, and JLN interviewed the EMA chairman, Jack Velasquez, about the meeting, the EMA, and its plans. Velasquez talked about how the EMA promotes market-based solutions for environmental problems and seeks to decarbonize the economy. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from the FIA. FIA announces 10 startups selected for 2022 Innovators Pavilion. FIA today announced the 10 startups that have been chosen to exhibit in the 2022 Innovators Pavilion, FIA's annual showcase for fintech startups relevant to derivatives trading and clearing. The pavilion takes place during FIA's Futures and Options Expo, which brings together traders, brokers, and other market professionals from a wide range of firms in the derivatives industry. The conference will be held in Chicago, November 14th and 15th, 2022. My comment, this is a great list of innovators. I can't wait to hear them at Expo. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Liz Truss didn't even outlast the lettuce. Her PM tenure, the shortest on record, left the Tories in shreds. In an outcome that shocked few, the lettuce won. 6 days ago, the UK's Daily Star tabloid started a live video feed of a head of lettuce with googly eyes sitting next to a photograph of then Prime Minister Liz Truss with squintier eyes. Would the lettuce rot before Truss's premiership? We should have bet money on it, gentle readers, because that lettuce is still crisp enough to make a nice salad, while Truss's political career is bound for the bin. In it. My comment, she could have remained in power, but realistically she had an iceberg's chance in hell of surviving the Tory arugula about her tenure. Sorry for the puns. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Is college worth it? Undergraduate enrollment slips in U.S. More students are questioning the cost of higher education as inflation hits household budgets. Undergraduate enrollment at U.S. colleges and universities is dropping as more students question whether the cost of getting a degree are worth it. The number of undergrad students dropped 1.1% this year and is now down 4.2% since 2020, according to preliminary data from the National Student Clearinghouse. We're seeing smaller declines, but we're in a deep hole, said Doug Shapiro, the NSC's executive research director. Mike Hammond, something to consider if you don't want to go away to college but want to work at it slowly while having control of your schedule is Purdue Global. Purdue is doing a lot of good things, keeping tuition under control while continuing to deliver a world-class education. And this online classroom brings some of the best of the university to the student who wants a unique education experience all their own. Disclosure, I am a Purdue University graduate, class of 1983. Here's a story from Politico. Leffler's texts post-2020 election go public, raising new investigative questions. A log of text messages sent and received by former Senator Kelly Loeffler during the weeks leading up to the January 6th Capitol attack is raising questions about potentially unauthorized access to investigative material relevant to probes of the 2020 election. The messages reviewed by Politico shed light on Loeffler's shifting political calculus as she weighed whether to lodge a challenge to the 2020 results at the urging of then-President Donald Trump. She announced she would challenge the results, but ultimately decided against it as a violent mob ransacked the Capitol one day after she lost her reelection bid to Senator Raphael Warnock, Democrat of Georgia. My comment. Note to self, never text again. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Democratic lawmakers asked Justice Department to publish data on corporate crime. The letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland comes after a top Justice Department official said data showed a decline in corporate criminal prosecutions. A trio of Democratic lawmakers is asking the U.S. Department of Justice to publicly disclose data related to its prosecution of corporate crime. In a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, the three Democrats said they were urging the Justice Department to more thoroughly track and publish agency-wide statistics on the number of actions taken by prosecutors against corporations and executives who engage in business crimes. My comment. Is this the list of corporations that committed a crime or those that admitted to committing a crime? There is a difference. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was SEC Chairman's Agenda Strains Resources, Internal Watchdog Finds from the Wall Street Journal. Second was Bloomberg's Americans Are Using Their Ancestry to Gain Citizenship in Europe. Third was a tie between Bloomberg's Star Wars actor Hamill campaign sends 500 drones to Ukraine, and Nouriel Roubini focuses an ugly mix of 1970s and global financial crisis, also from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First is a press release from the CFTC. CFTC launches new Commitments of Traders report. The new environment allows users the choice to access data with enhanced features or utilize the traditional format. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today launched new features for the widely popular Commitments of Traders report. These new features offer easy-to-locate historical data as part of a modernization initiative and intended to improve data access. The traditional weekly report will still be available on the CFTC website. The new environment gives users the flexibility to access the COT reports in the traditional format they are familiar with or utilize new enhanced capabilities. The second story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline is, Putin's war in Ukraine may destroy Russia. In his attempt to resurrect the Soviet Union, Mr. Putin may be presiding over his country's final collapse. The Western media for decades has hailed Vladimir Putin as a great strategist. But if the past 8 months have proved one thing, it's that this strategic wizard often achieves the opposite of his intentions. Mr. Putin has promised many things, including to make Russia an attractive place to live by 2020. Instead, millions of Russians have left and settled in the West. Russia's economy remains largely dependent on oil and gas, and nearly 60% and gross domestic product per capita income has fallen nearly 60% since 2013. Government efforts to slow demographic decline have failed, and the Kremlin's military mobilization for its war in Ukraine has pushed more than 300,000 Russians to flee the country. Many of those unable to escape or bribe their way out of the draft are non-Russians from remote and impoverished regions in the East and South. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, The squeeze that has the U.S. Treasury thinking about buying back bonds. When traders in the $24 trillion U.S. Treasury market have trouble trading, it's a matter for wider concern. Liquidity metrics are flashing at crisis levels, making the debt market that's a key underpinning of global financial markets potentially so fragile that another shock could impair its functioning. That's why, for the first time in more than two decades, the Treasury is considering buying back its bonds as a way of stabilizing the situation and buying time for policymakers to find more permanent solutions. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.